Let's get on to Mumtaz. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your
Yes.
name wrong, ma'am.
Hi, Dr. Wright. When I went
Hello.
to see my doctor, she gave diagnosis of I don't know what she said about severe constipation. And she said there's no way out other than having a colonoscopy. And I told her I didn't want one. And would Cologuard work? And she said no. But another doctor said there's a new test which is called high meg or something where they give you an enema, I think with magnesium salts or something, and then the X-ray. But he said it only takes X-ray of the colon and not any other part. So now the choice is left to me, and I'm confused, and I don't know what to do.
Well, this is all because of constipation, is that true? Or was it because of some other
Yeah,
symptom?
it was unexplained. It just came on just all of a sudden, and we can't see. Tried all the laxatives and fiber and you name it, and nothing seems to work. And this is going on for too long, and it's getting scary.
So it must be working every once in a while, though, or you'd swell up like a balloon. So how often?
Very, I mean, so with lot of force and very little, I mean, like a tablespoon or two. I mean, if you eat a meal, that's not the amount that should
No, I agree.
come
I
out.
understand. I understand. Okay, well, let me see. A couple questions, please. And I'm sorry, but gotta ask, you're how old?
74.
Okay, ma'am. Now, at 74, it is not at all unusual to have decline in digestive function, and I understand it would be expected to be slow and gradual, but I'm sorry, it isn't always. So let me not tell you what I'm talking about. In 1932, no less, a doctor, I've forgotten her name, darn it, from the Mayo Clinic reported on 3,400 people whose stomachs she had checked over time, of course, not all at once. Using an old-fashioned test of pumping the stomach out, that's obsolete now, but that's what was done at the time, and it was accurate. They'd pump it out and measure the acid. And she made sure that there were people in age categories from 25 all the way to past age 60, and she categorized by every 5 years, 25 to 30, 30 to 35, 35 to 40, etc., etc. And what she reported. Oh, yes, her name was Nancy Van Zandt. I'm sorry, Dr. Van Zandt. Thank you very
Okay.
much for reporting this. She reported that by age 60, 50% of the people tested at that age didn't have enough acid in the tummy to digest all their food properly. Okay, can that lead to constipation? Sure, because it, particularly if we're further down the road in that loss of acidity, things don't digest very well, and when they're not digested very well, they do tend to sit there more. But that's not all, ma'am. I'm sorry. It seems that there's another organ which has a major role in digestion after the stomach. First the stomach, here comes the acid and the pepsin, and that digests up mostly the proteins, doesn't do too much for the fats and carbs. But when that acid leaves the stomach and hits the upper small intestine, it actually triggers from the small intestine a hormone that goes over to the pancreas and says, "Your turn." And what the pancreas does then is it makes a whole bunch of digestive enzymes, and oddly enough, tones down the acidity by pouring bicarbonate all over things. Our pancreases also make bicarbonate. Now, there's an advertisement that's been running on the radio, which I do listen to from time to time, for a brand new, newly discovered condition called EPI. And what that means is exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. And what that means is a pancreas that isn't making enough enzymes to digest stuff. And that happens too. Sometimes it happens because the stomach has failed, and sometimes it happens all by itself. I'm not kidding. It can happen that way. So they're trying to sell you this pharmaceutical to digest stuff when all you got to do is go to your local natural food store, and they got all these digestive enzymes of all sorts. And one can take those. Now, I've worked with folks who had pretty bad constipation, and we've checked them for stomach acid. You'd probably have to find somebody locally there to do it for you who would know how to do it without pumping your tummy out. But
Wait,
what some.
what would you
You,
ask for? Just an acid measurement? Or what would you say?
no, ma'am. There happens to be a test called, let's see now, gastric analysis, which just means stomach analysis, by
okay.
radio.
Gastric analysis.
By radio telemetry. Now, the radio telemetry means that one swallows a capsule that's about the size of a multiple vitamin capsule, but it's plastic and rounded and it has a little hole in the end so the stomach juice can get in there. And why does it want to get in there? Because there's a little teeny acid alkali measurer. It's called a pH-sensitive electrode. And then there's a little teeny FM radio transmitter, and it transmits a signal out to the computer that's in the same room with the person who's just swallowed this capsule, and it tells us exactly how much acid that stomach is making. And I'm not kidding you, that's what it does. We do this at Tahoma Clinic quite frequently for people over 60, and much of the time.
Do regular doctors do this test, or is just...
No, ma'am. They have completely ignored it. I don't know why. And that's probably part of the reason, is that regular doctors have been so indoctrinated into using acid blockers, which is totally foolish, that they don't even think that the cause of heartburn is frequently low acid. In fact, it's usually low acid, not high acid. So anyway, one thing you could try, though, before you go looking for a doc who does this test properly.
One thing you could try. I'm reluctant to do all this colonoscopy and all this kind of stuff.
Here's what I'd suggest you do, ma'am, because we do have some folks waiting. In the health food stores, they do sell capsules called betaine hydrochloride with pepsin, but it is...
Actually, I have it.
Yeah. Well, if you can take it and it hurts your stomach, that does not mean you don't need it. I want to be real clear about that. If a stomach is really atrophied, it can burn and hurt it. But if you take that and it does not hurt your stomach, then try to start with maybe one per meal. And by the way, if it does hurt your stomach, you got to go see a doctor who's skilled in that and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who can tell you what to do to build up your stomach lining so it doesn't hurt. But anyway, you try taking one with a meal, and then if that's okay and you can tolerate it, try taking two. And if you can tolerate that, try taking three. And I wouldn't do more than that without getting a test. And then after the meal is over, and by the way, you eat some food, take one of those betaine hydrochloride. If it doesn't hurt, eat some more food, take one. So you spread it out through the meal. But after you're all done, you then get yourself, which I hope you have all available too, some digestive enzymes. One of the better ones out there is called pancreatin. Why is it a better one? Because it actually is closest to human digestive enzymes. You can't get enough human digestive enzymes to put in pills, but these are animal enzymes that are very close to human. The ones from plants, such as papaya and pineapple, they're okay, but they weren't intended to be digestive enzymes for humans, or for any species of animal, I should say. So anyway, you get this pancreatin stuff, all the health food stores have it, and that you take, I'm not kidding now, if you're going to give this a good try, and by the way, they never hurt anything, the digestive enzymes, so they're safe. You take three or four of them after meals, and if you've done the hydrochloric acid, you've taken the digestive enzymes after meals only, and what do you know, the digestion starts to clear, then you know something. You know that that's what the problem was.
Okay, thank you. And can I ask you one real quick for another family member?
Got to be real quick, ma'am. Got to be real quick.
You had talked about this vitamin that you had formulated for building new cells and getting rid of the old cells.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you talk a little bit about it? Because I have
we'll
a
have
family
to do that
member
after...
whose lymphocytes are cloning or something, and they are very high. So would that work?
Well, ma'am, we'll have to answer you after the break, because I don't want to go too far past the break. So hang in there. If Mom Taz, if you're still there, I think I heard you say that the lymphocytes were high. And no, that formula that you mentioned is not going to help much with that when the lymphocytes are high. So where are you in Texas, ma'am?
I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay. Well, if it's not too much of a trip, there is a doctor who does all this stuff that I do terrifically well. His name is John Trowbridge. He's T-R-O-W Trowbridge. Trowbridge, and he is in Humble, Texas, which I realize is near Houston, not Dallas, but that man is really good at what he does. He's very good. Okay?
He's like 4 or 5 hours from here.
Well, you might call his office and see if he recommends anybody in your area, ma'am, because anybody he recommended is likely to be good also. Not as good as he is, but still likely to be good also. Okay?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay,
I wish he was closer.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you so much. So why would this not help to create the new cells?
Well, it would help create new cells, ma'am, but I thought you said the cells were too high right now, and I don't know if you want more.
Yeah, the lymphocytes are 4.9, and the lab test, doctor said to her, it should be between 1,200 to 3,000 something.
Yeah, they're a little on the high side, and I don't know if you want to be making more of them. Usually they're high because there's something else going on in the body, so
yeah,
I checked with Dr. Trowbridge or somebody
else. How do
you
lower it?
Again, I check with Dr. Trowbridge, ma'am. We've got to move on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay?
All right.